You're listening to KVMR FM in Nevada City. With us today, I have Catherine Scholes. Catherine's been on our show a couple of times here at the Tuesday Music Magazine, and she is a well-known local musician and hopefully soon to be a well-known musician around the world.
Thank you, Lisa. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, and so first question is, the long-awaited CD, Whirlwind Girl. I've been waiting for this for, I don't know, at least a couple of years. Catherine came out with this beautiful song called Butterfly. And I always wanted more, and now here it is. You have so many beautiful pieces featured on this CD, and I'm so excited that we can actually finally say it's released and it's out. Congratulations.
Thank you. It was a really fun project, and get these songs into a more polished form.
Yeah. So, well, and tell us a little bit about Whirlwind Girl and the metamorphosis that it's taken over the last couple of years.
It's a collection of songs that I've written that I've been performing. Some of them are older songs, and then some of them are more recent. Whirlwind Girl's only a few years old. So it spans a period of about 10 years, during which I've been performing live, you know, at coffee shops, different listening rooms in the Midwest and Northern California.
You gave me a copy of this CD a while ago, and so I've been, you know, playing a couple of the songs for our listeners.
Right.
But now to have the whole thing completed, and it's just so well done. It's wonderful to actually have it available now to everybody.
Right, yeah, thanks.
So, Catherine, for folks who aren't familiar with you, how long have you been in the music business?
I started studying music when I was 6 years old, and I had a real rich music education experience growing up in the Milwaukee area, from piano lessons with our church music director, singing in the church choirs, playing in the handbell choirs. I was in band in elementary school, middle school, high school. I played in a very advanced wind ensemble when I was in high school. We toured in Europe and went on to the University of Minnesota and studied music therapy and music education. And in that process, started writing and performing my own material during my internship as a music therapist.
So you talk about music therapy. How has the music therapy tied into the work that you're doing now and the music, and how is it incorporated with Whirlwind Girl? You said this spanned over 10 years and actualizing it.
Yeah, I think the intention behind studying music therapy was really about wanting to heal with music, to help people, you know, get in touch with their own process, their own feelings through music. So that was behind the decision to major in that. And I am teaching music and performing music and hopefully assisting people.
Catherine Scholes here on KVMR FM on the Tuesday Music Magazine. Catherine, what inspires you in your music?
Inspiration can come from anywhere. It can come from, you know, a memorial service about Utah Phillips, or it can come from a child, you know, playing with an object, or it can come from people like the Ginger Ninjas. It really can come from anywhere.
So now, I met Catherine several years ago through our children.
Yes.
So now you're also a mom, and being a mother and having the opportunity to participate in your passion is incredible and amazing, and it also takes a lot of time. You have to make plans for that. How do you manage to do that as a mother and still tap into this passion in your musical career? Really, it's becoming a career for you.
I think the key is to not divide those two things up and to really see songwriting and music making and mothering as one and the same. They're both creative processes, and they involve being in the moment, observing, flowing, taking notes, and improvising.
Yeah. Lots of improvising for sure.
Yeah. And learning new tools and techniques. Being a mother has opened up my heart immensely. And, you know, I feel like it was through having a child that I really got to feel what love is.
Yeah.
And that devotion that I feel for my son is a way to tap into love. It's a real tangible way for me to stay connected.
So, Catherine, now that your career, it's on its way, it's starting to blossom, where do you see yourself going in 5 years? You know, the big question, if you had the magic ball, the crystal ball, and you looked into that, what would it look like?
I want to keep improving as a songwriter. That's my number one goal. And so wherever that takes me, you know, there's songwriting workshops all over the world. I've had some recurring dreams about being in France and wanting to explore some more ways of thinking and stepping outside of the box a little bit more, and then bringing that back home. I want to, you know, have my garden and my life and my son here and my teaching, and, you know, make that kind of like my foundation, and then travel out and then bring wisdom home.
Yeah. So someone asked the question recently, if you didn't have to worry about money, you didn't have to worry about how to survive, then where would you live and what would you be doing? And you might have just answered that question in a roundabout way. But, you know, I think about all the musicians that we feature here on KVMR, and a lot of them are so talented and then also have the day jobs, you know, that they do to survive. But man, the magical question is, like, if you didn't have that, where would you be? What would you be doing? Where would you want to live?
And I believe California's on the frontier, and I love being a part of that. I love being with that edge.
For sure. Okay, so I'm always curious to hear what inspired you.
Probably the primary influence has been Joni Mitchell, and her music influenced so many artists that I was hearing her voice through other artists before I even heard Joni Mitchell Blue or Songs to a Seagull or, you know, any of those wonderful albums that she made. I didn't encounter those until I was in my early 20s. And then once I heard them, I was so inspired and empowered by her audacity to make those records and speak her truth through her music, her guitar, her open tunings.
Yeah. So your influence, let's say you're in your 20s and you get inspired, how do you or other musicians end up taking that and making it into something your own, like making it authentic for yourself?
Well, I covered tunes. So I started playing at a coffee shop in Northern Illinois. That's where I started performing. And so I started transcribing Paul Simon and George Michael, even after Wham, and just anything that helped me. So it's covering other musicians and other artists, learning their songs. And then I also started by taking poetry, the poetry of Maya Angelou and other poets, Robert Frost, and setting those to music. And that's kind of just the way that the fire kind of got lit in terms of my own songwriting process.
So is that what kind of gives you the courage to start writing your own music?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah. So, and then also the tools, because in that process of transcribing those songs, you know, typing up all the lyrics on my little typewriter and figuring out the chords, that was my way of learning the craft.
Yeah. Yeah. So what advice would you have for younger musicians, folks who want to try and get started in?
If you have the urge and the desire to make music, do it. It's one of our inherent freedoms and one of our inherent rights as human beings to express ourselves, whether singing or playing an instrument or both. So don't let anything get in your way. And if you feel called to do that, do it. Follow it.
Yeah, follow your dreams.
Yeah.
What are the next steps?
I want to start writing some new material and travel a bit and make another album.
It's been such a pleasure to have you. The newly released CD is called Whirlwind Girl. Where can folks go to get more information about you and the CD and your events?
Catherinesmusic.com. It's spelled Catherines music.com. The album's available. And then online, you can purchase the album at iTunes and lots of other places. CD Baby.
You're making it happen for yourself, Catherine. Congratulations
with
your success.
Thank you so much for having me on your show.
My pleasure. Catherine Scholes here at KVMR-FM, Nevada City, 89.5.